This is Listening CD 4, Track 5, for use with page 9 of Letterbook I. Remember, children, when you hear this sound, your teacher will turn off the CD player, and you'll have time to mark your answer.
Have you ever heard an orchestra playing? Or have you ever heard a rock band playing their guitars and drums? The musical sounds of the orchestra and the rock band are made by people playing many musical instruments. A musical instrument can't make noise by itself. It needs a person to play it. Some instruments make noise when a person blows into them. People play some instruments with their hands, and some instruments must be hit with something to make a sound. On page 9 of your letter book, you see pictures of instruments. You see a piano, a guitar, a horn, a harmonica, a drum, and a triangle. Now look at the first box with the piano and the guitar. These are two instruments that must be played with the hands before they can make a sound. Perhaps there's a piano in your school or classroom. When someone plays the piano, it sounds like this. The guitar is another instrument that is played with the hands. When you play a guitar, you pluck or strum the guitar strings with your fingers. Listen to its sound. Remember that both the piano and the guitar are played with the hands. Now look at the next box. You see a horn and a harmonica. To make music with these instruments, you must blow into them. Here is the sound of a French horn. Listen carefully. The harmonica is smaller than a French horn. It can fit in your pocket. But like a French horn, a harmonica is an instrument you must blow into to make a sound. Perhaps you've heard the harmonica before. Both the horn and the harmonica are instruments that are played with the mouth. Now, look in the last box at the pictures of the drum and the triangle. Both the drum and the triangle must be hit with sticks to make their sounds. Listen to what happens when someone hits a drum. Now, listen to the gentle tinkling sound that the triangle makes when someone hits it. Both of these instruments make noise when they are hit. Now let's look back at the first box. Do you remember that both of these instruments were played with the hands? Does the piano or the guitar sound like this? Draw a circle around the instrument that made that sound. Now look at the box with the horn and the harmonica. Which of these two instruments makes this sound when someone blows into it? Draw a circle around the instrument that makes that sound. Look at the next box, the one with the drum and the triangle. Listen to one of the instruments that is played with sticks. Draw a circle around the picture of the instrument that makes that sound when it is hit. Let's see if you can remember the names of each instrument. Say their names with me. The first one is a piano, then a guitar, then a horn, then a harmonica, then a drum, and then a triangle. Now you are going to write a mystery word. Find the red frame on your page. There are three boxes inside the red frame. I am going to say some words. Listen for the first sound in the word, and then write the letter that stands for the sound in one of the boxes. After you have written a letter in each box, you will blend the sounds together to discover a mystery word. Now look at the red frame and listen carefully. In the first box, you will write the letter for the sound you hear at the beginning of down. Down. Say it with me. Down. Say the first sound you hear in down. D. What letter stands for D? D stands for D. So write D in the first box. In the middle box, you will write the letter for the sound you hear at the beginning of igloo. Igloo. Say it with me. Igloo. Say the first sound you hear in igloo. I. What letter stands for I? I stands for I. So write I in the middle box. And in the last box, you will write the letter for the sound you hear at the beginning of gate. Gate. Say it with me. Gate. Say the first sound you hear in gate. G. What letter stands for G? G stands for G. So write G in the last box. You have just written a word. Let's blend the sounds together to find out what word you wrote. In the first box, the letter you wrote is D. Its sound is D. Let's say it together. D. Let's put D with the sound of the letter you wrote in the middle box. That letter is I. Its sound is I. Let's say it together. I. Now slide D and I together. You have D. Let's say it together. D. Now, let's add the sound of the letter you wrote in the last box. That letter is G, and its sound is G. Now let's blend all the sounds together. Dig. Again. Dig. If you blend them very quickly and smoothly, the word is dig. Say it with me. Dig. Now in the red frame, draw a picture of an animal or a person digging for something. Now find the green frame. The next word I'm going to say is one you will spell by yourselves. You will only hear two sounds in this word, but there are three boxes. So you need to write the letter for the last sound two times. The picture shows someone who is sick. Another word for sick is ill. Ill. Say it with me. Ill. In the first box, write the letter for the first sound you hear in ill. Listen to it. Ill. Say the first sound in ill. I. What letter stands for I? I stands for I. So write I in the first box. The only other sound in ill is ul. Listen to it. Ill. What letter stands for ul? L stands for ul. So write L in both the middle and last boxes. You have just spelled the word ill. Remember that a sound at the end of a word can sometimes be written with two letters that are just alike. The letters that spell ill are I-L-L. I-L-L spells ill. Spell ill with me. I-L-L. Now let's listen to the mystery sound. I'll give a clue. It is an instrument you heard today. The next sound is a mystery. You'll have to listen carefully. But if you do and think you know it, draw a picture in the box to show it. Pencils ready, girls and boys? Listen to the mystery noise. Draw a picture of the instrument you heard in the mystery box.